Morning, welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. Here in studio, I have Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse and City Manager Ron Fear. And finally, we can start talking about the City Commission meeting a little bit. We've had a lot of other content, actually. City Commission meeting starting at 7 o'clock tonight. If you're not going to go check it out in person, you can check it out on Cox Cable Channel 3. It's also streamed on the city's website at cityofmhk.com/TV. So don't act like you don't have a chance to get involved with your civics. Looking at the general agenda, Ron, the very first item, and I kind of teased it before we went to break, but it has a little bit to do with the new car museum that Ward Morgan's opening up eventually over in the West Loop area.
It does. This is a request by Icon Investments that is establishing the car museum in the former Ray's Apple Market, which is a 16,000 square foot facility there on West Anderson, on the south side of Anderson, and to the west of Seth Child Road. That particular area has a fairly old planned unit development zoning on it that did not allow for a dealership, and it's my understanding that the museum would like to be able to purchase and sell vehicles from that inventory to replenish aspects of it. And so that's really what this zoning amendment is for, to allow for that ability and for them to get a car dealership license in order so that they could buy or sell vehicle inventory for the museum stock.
And not that it'd be like a main feature necessarily, but just something that if that situation does arise where somebody walks in and say, hey, I'd really like to buy this car from you, or vice versa, they have that opportunity to do that.
Right.
Mary, your thoughts?
I'm excited about the museum, and so this seems like such a pretty small item to be able to add buying and selling cars in that building. We've got a big car dealership across the Anderson to the north, and it seems like something that should be doable. And, you know, museums change exhibits all the time, and this happens to just be cars instead of an antique or an old plumbing fixture or something. So,
and because of that, that's where you have you got a license, you have these certain parameters.
I can't wait for people to come to the community to see this car museum and explore the idea. It's give a lot of people something to do when they come to town and they're waiting for shopping while somebody in the family shops or comes to a K-State event. So I think it's a great side kind of thing, or it may bring people just to Manhattan for that purpose. That would be good also.
Oh, I'm very excited about it. I think it's Midwest Car Collection of it. I'm going to double check on that. I think I have the name on that right, but they do have a Facebook page that Ward Morgan put up, and I saw a picture that they posted not too long ago, and it just kind of showed some of the cars that were in the collection, and in the corner of my eye, I look against the wall and it's like, that's a DeLorean. And I love DeLoreans. It is my bucket list. Midwest Dream Car Collection. It is my bucket list to have a DeLorean one day. So that's
awesome.
There we go. Dreams can come true if you work hard, right? Looking at the other item on today's agenda, and that's renaming the park at Lee Mill Heights.
This is a request by Tim Schultz to have the park at Lee Mill Heights named for his father, Roger Schultz, to be called the Roger Schultz Community Park, and also to approve the master plan for the park. The commission has previously seen a draft of the master plan. It's about a 75-acre park. Originally, the Schultz family donated about 30 acres of that particular tract, and they were the primary developer of the subdivision in that particular area. The master plan itself was unique in that it received a grant from the National Park Service, the Rails, Trails, and Conservation Assistance Program, and there were other numerous community partners that participated in input sessions to really look at this a natural park that we're adding, that we've added to the system. And so this is really to honor Roger Schultz for all that he's done for the community and for donating the park. You know, they've something that's not known a lot about the Schultz family is they've worked hard to provide a lot of affordable housing, very good quality affordable housing in the community for the Community Housing Partnership that operates those. So that's a great event and very fitting that this occur.
Mayor, thoughts?
I just recall a couple of years ago when Tim and Angela donated the land. That was one of their requests, is that the park be named for Tim's father, Roger. And I'm old enough that I remember Roger. He passed away about 10 years ago, I think. So.
And how old, it doesn't happen too often when you get a request like that to rename something in town.
Right, and we're not really renaming something because it's a new park. The family was instrumental in establishing the park in the first place. And so through the land donation, as well as the city purchased additional acreage surrounding that particular area. And so I think it's very, very fitting.
We did call it the Lee Mill Park, I think.
We did for just a period of time. Basically,
so we had a name to
location to where it was.
Yeah.
Right.
Looking at the subdivision.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at just kind of more the paperwork behind this. That's, of course, all this is available on the cityofmhk.com, on the city's website. If you're wondering about, we always hear about the topic of transparency and that sort of thing.
Right.
Well, I think Manhattan and both Riley County, I will always tell people that all the documents are there if you actually want to look at them. Just, again, when it comes from the citizenry, it just takes effort. You got to put in some effort, too. You got to do some work, too. But looking at that, it says formerly known as the park at Lee Mill Heights.
Right.
So, yeah.
There you go.
Let's give it an actual name. Here with Ron Fear, the city manager of Manhattan, also Manhattan Mayor Linda Moore, 785-537-1350. If you want to call in and get involved in the conversation, ask any questions. We've gotten some good calls already so far this hour. Let's go ahead and look at the next item on the agenda. Gave Davis scare there. Not quite time for a commercial yet, but let's look at the other item on the agenda. Then we'll go to our final commercial break. But this looks like the more information on the Bluemont Hill project.
So a couple projects here. This is a discussion item for the commission, and we have a couple of fundraising projects that have been occurring. One is by the Kiwanis at Bluemont Hill, which you mentioned, to create a observation area and redo that area around the Manhattan sign, which they helped take care of. Creates a boardwalk and a viewing deck for really that whole area. It's a really good lookout point to see a look down on the valley where the original Manhattan was founded. And so and all of that's a park. There's a park area below that folks can explore from there as well. That particular project, they're looking at about a $70,000 project where they've reached about $50,000 in financial donations and $20,000 of in-kind services. Is getting close to the construction process. Another project, this one is in City Park, related to the Johnny Caw renovation and plaza development. That particular Friends of Johnny Caw group has raised about $260,000 in either actual cash, about $65,000 in financial donations, and then the rest is in in-kind services. And again, they have a design and an area to create a plaza around Johnny Caw and tell some of the history of that particular monument, as well as some of the history in that particular area. And so as these groups are getting ready now to go into that construction phase, there's a process by which we need to officially accept some of those donations, and how do we sequence that? We've had other projects in the park before where there's, especially with donated services, where there's some statutory requirements for projects that are over $100,000 and some bonds, and who's going to be responsible for those, and you know, the group that's doing it, are they going to have folks that are responsible for getting the bonding, or is the commission going to waive some of that bonding, which they can, some of it, others they can't. And so it's really a discussion about how do we want to proceed with this construction process for these great improvements, and what's your comfort level in accepting some of the risk in some of those things happening with donations and that sort of thing.
Mayor, two projects that Manhattan has a lot of pride in.
Absolutely. And both of these projects have brought donations and citizen engagement in ways that we really want to encourage. They've been so just inspiring to, I mean, it's kind of like the origins of the pavilion when, you know, people came forward and
the pavilion at City Park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
stage is another example.
The, what's the welcome sign on the southwest corner, the Czechoslovakian partnership.
The flag Plaza.
Flag Plaza, we call it.
Which is really interesting, because I think I noticed that when I moved to a different apartment about a year and a half ago, something like that. I live closer to City Park now, so I try to get around City Park, and I walked around that area, and I actually stopped and read a lot of that, and it is really interesting.
It is, and it came from a citizen group that wanted to see that recognition, a partnership with another city in another country, and it's worked so well. Peace Memorial Auditorium is another example, and some of these follow a little bit of a different path each time. So we have two that are coming together here, and they've kind of come. One is sponsored by the Kiwanis, a service organization, and the other is
a committee
of people that have just come together that are passionate about it. Talk to any one of them, the Kiwanis as well. And so that's not something you want to stifle. You want to encourage that kind of involvement and recognition of, both of them have to do with attracting people, tourism here. And certainly we want to encourage that. So it's finding the right path to go that navigates through legal kinds of considerations and state laws and still captures that community spirit.
Democracy at work.
Exactly.
So tonight, those groups will be given an update on the status of their projects and then what are the next steps moving forward.
I'm sure these are the parts of for probably both of you, the parts of city commission meetings that you probably enjoy the most is probably stuff like this, I'm guessing.
It's great to have that community support. Anytime folks want to do fundraising to improve our parks, it's an excellent and makes you feel really good.
Because we wouldn't be able to do it ourselves, necessarily.
Yeah, I would imagine from your perspective, that would be the main thing is we're not alone. Other people want to help out too, and it's not always all on us to solve everybody's problems all the time. Yeah, it's the way it works, right? Yeah. Working together.
I mean, the Johnny Ka Group even has a little card you get for $5 for joining as a way of contributing. So, there are just so many ways that people can contribute.
Let's end on that. That's a good note. That's a good note going into break. We'll come back, and Mayor Morris was actually just in Washington, D.C. recently, so we'll ask her a little bit about that trip. You're listening to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN.
You can also buy a Johnny Ka bobblehead.
That's true.
And the book of Johnny Ka. He's looking at you, Linda.
He's what?
He's looking at you.
Oh.
That Johnny Ka is.
Oh,
not
yeah.
Johnny
Ka. Well, right sure. The bobblehead. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's class
stuff. Pretty good likeness.
It is.
ESB Financial, member FDIC, equal housing lender, has new solutions to help you grow your money with higher rates. Call ESB Financial.